The criminalization of black children is a critical issue, recently highlighted by the Putnam County mugshot incident. In mid-October, the Putnam County Sheriff's Office publicly posted the mugshot and details of a 9-year-old black boy arrested for an alleged pocket knife incident at school. This action sparked immediate public outrage, with many condemning it as an act of shaming and overcriminalization. The Sheriff's Office defended their decision, citing a 2018 policy and state law permitting the release of juvenile felony arrest information. However, critics argued that legal permissibility does not equate to moral or best practice policing, highlighting the long-term stigma and harm to the child's future. This incident underscores the school-to-prison pipeline, a systemic issue where disciplinary policies and law enforcement referrals disproportionately funnel black students into the juvenile justice system. For example, in 2015-2016, black students, 15% of the population, accounted for 31% of school-based arrests, with black girls 4 times more likely to be arrested than white girls. This is further compounded by adultification bias, where black children are perceived as older, more culpable, and less deserving of leniency. Nationwide juvenile placement statistics from 2023 show black youth are 5.6 times more likely to be held in facilities than white youth, comprising 46% of youth in placement. This public exposure creates an indelible digital record, impacting schooling, family privacy, and increasing long-term stigma. To address these issues, reforms are crucial, including expanding diversion programs, limiting arrests for minor school incidents, and developing protective policies against public posting of juvenile images. These measures aim to reduce juvenile system contact and mitigate the profound consequences of early labeling, fostering trust, and ensuring a more equitable future.